This is New Rio, 10-1 right, and a continuation of the visit with Everett this way out supper this Monday night, the 31st of May, 1971. Channel 1 right, and a continuation of the New Rio, and a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday night, the 31st of May, 1971. Channel 1 right, and New Reel, and a continuation visit with Everett this Monday night, 31st of May, 1971.
The boys got a Ford pickup, and I used his, see, mm-hmm. And then afternoon, while his mother and I, while we'd go to town in the Cadillac, in other words, to get eat out at night, you see. And she cooked breakfast in the morning, in other words.
Oh,
she
and
didn't
you
like
eat out at night.
Eat out at night, and I eat with he and his wife. She had to cook for him. I'd eat those beans and turnip green and fresh baby squash and things, in other words, and she'd usually have some kind of sweets, in other words. And she made one of those upside-down pineapple cakes, you know, on his birthday. The boy was 29 years old last Tuesday, and she made that cake, and then he wouldn't eat any of it, and that made her mad, and I thought they were going to have an argument over that. Well, he could have eaten a bite of it, in other words, although he'd done eaten a pretty good meal, you know, roast beef and vegetable, in other words. But I ate a chunk of it, in other words, and she said, well, after he not eating it, says he had two pieces here to carry out, and you might want to eat it, you know, in the afternoons or something. Go in and have a cold drink, you know, in the house, you know, and get a cold drink out of the refrigerator. But I hardly ever eat between meals, not when I'm working, in other words. Of course, over there I could have because I was in air conditioning. That's what makes it bad, you know, now, coming back, getting this hot sun,
right.
Working this fence, and being in an air conditioned office, in other words, in and out with equipment and getting the trucks out. Not used to it now at night. Why? I'm not used to it, and I don't like it. I closed my door, in other words, and run the windows out, in other words.
Since we saw you, Everett, we went over one morning. Nobody's there, but Miss Chitty, with his mama,
mm-hmm.
And Margaret.
Yeah.
And I went over there. Something. They went with me, and we went in. And sit down there, and I never had such a time in my life. Why, that woman, she is just an entertainer.
Yeah, she is. She's jolly as she can be. And she's about, I think, 80 some odd years old, isn't she?
Yes. And one thing she said was about running. Faye, what was that? She was the one who did the running.
Dodging.
She's a dodger. Played in the ball game,
mm-hmm.
Softball or something like that. And Margaret chimed in and said that her mama had played with the children up until the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Run with them.
That's right. Yes, she has.
Is
always
right?
Been energetic. And get to walk with that old one-eyed fella married, you know, when he's 85. He married him a wife when he's 85 years old, Uncle Jim. Did you ever meet him? One-eyed Willie's Uncle Jim.
All I know about Uncle Jim is he went fishing.
Yeah, that's the one. And he married that widow woman over there. And both of them about 85 when they got married.
Yeah.
And they built that little trailer there next to Margaret's that lived in there. But Margaret got a big trailer there. You seen her back a little house.
Sure.
And they lived in there and got, I don't know what they got in the other house. I haven't been down in a good while. But Margaret stayed down with Mama's good ear.
Oh, that's it.
And she's got a teenage girl, you know, that's keeping up with this swang. They came and the preacher said something about them minor skirts or mini skirts or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Then the next week, when Margaret and another little girl out there, little Monroe, Nancy, they're taking off them real short dresses and they come with them old type, you know, 1492 dresses.
Yeah.
You know, drag the floor, long waist, and got the ruffles, you know, on the shoulders. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know much about it. But the thing was dragging it down.
Yeah.
And she came to church then. I looked at her and I says, Betty Ann, she was in school, Betty Ann wasn't there.
At Margaret's
school? Yeah, daughter. Was she there?
No.
She's 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what in the world are you trying to prove now? But she's like Margaret. She's a little odd, no, and she didn't like it much. But I just couldn't help but say it. It just didn't look right.
Yeah.
And I glowed in the preacher's you know, spirit of telling know what he's preaching the Bible know what. He wasn't saying anything, you know, out of his head, he's preaching the Bible. That's what the Bible said, in other words, the woman, you know, should be in the proper attire. And he wasn't condemning them in particular, in other words, he just preaching the word. But they're taking it to heart, you know, they're talking about them, you see.
Yes, that's
and
right.
The more you think about it, well, the bigger the fire gets, you know, the more wood you put on, the bigger it gets.
Yeah.
And I glory in the man. He's not married, our preacher not. He's just 23. He's elected to go to St. Louis. He's in St. Louis. He flew out there today.
Oh, really?
And it didn't take a few hours, you know, to go on an airplane, you know, one of those jets to St. Louis. And that conference, there'll be 16,000 representatives there, and it's Baptist Convention. Southern Baptist Convention. And one of the main issues is going to be that, and also the problem of the doctor coming and wanting to affiliate with the Baptist. Now, the Methodist, why, they say they've done change there to United.
Yeah.
And that's when Lightner said, now, when they come in the church, while we coming out, says, we may come down and join with you if you'll take it. I said, well, we'll pass on you. We Baptists will pass on you. I said, I'm not on the deacon list, but the deacon and the pastor, in other words, the executive board, will pass on you, they might take you in, laughing, and they don't tell them that.
Yeah.
But that's one of the main problems, in other words, that one of the deacons, Willie's a deacon,
yeah.
Old Chitty is.
Yeah.
And Johnny Nixon, he kin to me, Willie's kin on his wife's side. Willie's no kin, but his wife's a cousin of mine. And his wife's a brother, the deacon, he's a cousin of mine. And the Beck boy, he married a cousin of mine on my daddy's side, too. All of them kin on my daddy's side. On the Mixon side. That's where Max came to me, see.
They said something about your mama. They said, who did you take after?
My mama?
Yeah.
They're talking.
Yeah.
My mama was with him, had a talker to him, and they said, I should have been a lawyer or preacher.
Yeah. You mean it comes right straight?
It comes straight. That's right. My mother the same way, and my aunt the same way.
Mother, oh, really?
Was, yeah.
Mother, Whittington. No,
yeah,
they,
on the Whittington side,
yeah.
Yeah. On the Whittington side.
Well, is that right?
And all of them talking. Ernest Whittington, did you know him? That mother, brother, he was in the talking class.
No.
Worked for Huff, you know, for years.
No.
And the boy's still working up there. You know Richard, Dick Whittington?
I just want to see him.
But you've been around him. He's a good talker.
Is he?
Yeah.
I have no contact.
But
no
that's where it came from. You know, it was on the mother's side. We don't talk about it. Some of us quiet. You take
well, they said.
Ernest and Bertha, my sister, she was a talker.
Yeah.
Did you know her, Sherouse lady?
Well, I just thought I knew her as well as I knew anybody in this country.
She's a pretty good talker.
Yeah.
And entertaining, in other words. Ernest and the older brother Glenn was quiet, but Tom, the one that's in business in Jackson, the seed business, got two places. Now, he's a talker.
Oh, is he?
He could have been a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he went to business
well,
college. And But Ernest and Glenn is the only quiet ones in the bunch. Now, Ollie, he's a little reserved and quiet, the one older, 3 years older than Ernest and I. But he's fairly entertaining, in other words. But Ernest and Glenn, well, they've always been... they'll answer the question, but I mean far as talking, why they don't talk as much as mother. Now, my mother, she was a talker. And Bertha was a fairly good talker.
It's your mother that they thought of.
Yeah, she's the one.
And they thought of her as just a good talker. I don't know if she talked right smart, maybe, but as a good talker, she knew a whole lot.
She was. She's
is
smart.
That right?
Yeah, she taught Ernest and I, you know, in school. When we were going to school.
Yeah.
And she could have been a school teacher and tell you the truth about
it.
But she had the old chalkboard and taught us that reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know, that was fundamental, you know, back when we were kids.
Oh,
you were a kid too, in other words.
Yeah.
She taught us that on the blackboard.
You know, it's nice to come up when they had something to teach you.
Yeah, that's right. And we started while we had a fairly good IQ. And, well, not saying it both, in other words, but I was a president of my class, in other words. And
could have been
on the board, but you know how boys, there's a girl taking away from me, the four-year average. In other words, I had a 92% average on the report card, which was, you know, A student. But this girl, in other words, she got it home on foreign language, see? And I didn't study my lesson, and they kept me in a time or two, and you know how boys are. And I played hooky, and I'd taken 5 points off of my report card on April Fool's Day, and...
Yeah.
You know how boys are. Went out to Warburg. We'd mean to. And the boys, you know, they carried the cold rent, the girls carried the other, and went to Clyde Chamberlain's. He's still living, Clyde is. He's at Emerson's golden anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he looks bad. His health is bad. But he had a boat and had an inboard motor, and we went across to the other side, you know, and we just made a day of it. Then we came back to this side. When it got night, why, he went down and locked the gates, in other words, and there's about six or eight couples of us, boys and girls, and I was crippled, and we landed over there. We couldn't get that thing close enough, and they had to make this here, you know, and they toted me out, you know. But when we came back, Noah, that's when we went swimming. And we went in nude. You know, without any clothes on. Boys and girls both. And they heard about that, and the man that taught English, and literature in English, they call it, you know, I guess it did new going to school.
Yeah.
American, I believe, or English literature, I don't know. They had taught both, in other words. Well, he's a Baptist preacher. And the Latin and Caesar teacher, he was a Baptist preacher. But it didn't matter, in other words, 5 points came off all four subjects because we played that hook, you know, and went in bathing nude. And they made us, you know, clean up the yards, you know, and on one side. And the girls, you know, why, they had cleaned up on the other side. All them oak leaves and that same schoolhouse and making up. It was credited high in a large school. And they came, you know, we came in the country and on the cars and different one came. And enough people to make accredited, and McIntosh and Reddick wasn't accredited. And we quit them, you know, and they paid us a little something coming out of our county, you know, to drive back and forth. Maybe some of them said, well, it says, y'all mean that in that time too? I said, yes, but I says, we just did that, you know, just one time, just for the hobby of the thing, in other words. But it was night, in other words, and we just went in bathing, you know, nude, and we played hooky from school, in other words, and didn't go, and they're taking five off, and one or two of the boys, why, they couldn't stand it, in other words, they were about to fail. That was when they graduated, too.
Yeah.
And I made the speech, in other words, and president of class, in other words, yeah, president of class, I had to get up on the rostrum, and there was about 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
And I had to make the speech, but it didn't faze me too much. I've always been a fairly good talker. And I left that, then an elective at school I've taken, you know, at the university I've taken a speech course, you know, elective, in other words, in business administration.
Yeah.
It was in the journal or journal or something.
Speech making to do now? You don't.
No, very seldom.
Very
seldom. Yeah, now I got the brother of mine now, the one that's in Jackman, he makes speeches.
Yeah.
He makes the Kiwanis Club and the Garden Club and that kind of business, and he makes speeches.
Well, now, what but, is Miss Chitty, what is she, she seems to talk about just anything.
Yeah, she's pretty well read. In other words, she's a woman, in other words, that raised her children, in other words, and came up kind of the hard way. And but she can pretty well, you know, read and talk about most anything. She, like you say, she's pretty entertaining.
She said
they had a big dinner out there today at Willie's anniversary, I believe, and something, one of the other, some of the other children's birthday. But Willie was looking for a man, and he stopped there to talk to Aaron and I on the fence. He and Aaron ride together at the university, see, and I don't know where they're driving. Willie going in Aaron's Volkswagen this week. I didn't ask him, it wasn't him, me, but Willie was waiting, said the man was supposed to have been there at 7:30 to cut his timber for a ride-away. He going to sell some of that timber he got there. Well, he had that Osteen boy here a few years ago, and he didn't cut it to suit Willie and ruined that other timber, and he run him off. But this other boy coming in now, I'm going to cut it right away, the timber, and he's going to fence it. I don't know what he's going to do unless he's planning on getting a few more cows. He and his brother had some cows back there, but didn't have about 15, 20 acres of land to put them on. But he got, I think he'd offered $40,000 or $60,000 for his timber. But he didn't want to sell it.
You mean he got that much timber?
Yeah, he got 100 acres, a little bit. And you see it, it's thick. It's been there for years.
Yeah.
But he
didn't. Well, he's a rich man.
He don't have to sell it, no, he got money, no, and his wife working, in other words, she, and he's working, in other words, of course, he's working, not paying too much, but his wife's making pretty good money. Willie done got a raise, too. I think Willie's gotten up there now, where he's making about $4,200, and you get another raise, you know. and it applies on his seniority, in other words. As Ava says, that, well, he may get to be the boss man after a while.
Sure.
I said, well, he's your boss man now, isn't he? He said, yeah, he wants to be. Willie does. And the fellow wanted him, Willie, to fix your light. He said, something wrong with one of my lights. And the colored man said, well, he said, I'll pay you. Willie said, I know you'll pay me, but it's not the money I'm talking about. It's my time. He's always a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a busy
too
man.
Busy.
Yeah, that's what it is. But he don't care about doing too much. He got Siv, you know, that's my cousin. Siv was bringing in the ration.
Yeah.
She furnished the house with a ration, though, would.
Did Willie ever have you do anything over your house?
Hardly ever. My daddy, you know, had packed the razor, he and his wife both.
Yeah.
Worked them for years, and he was one that was going to help me, and I went on the job, we got this same job to work this time, and Lightning Boy looks after bean gathering with this Mexican labor, and Willie was going to put two cross ties. It had told him, and I got back. Well, then I'd make the farm and pour cement, you know, and anchor the pump down. Well, I didn't know it was going to cost so much, but it cost me $1,000 to get the casing down, and the well dug, see? And I thought they were going to charge, you know, $2.50 a foot, and it went 200 and some odd feet. At 2.5 foot, then something else. He went 100 and some odd feet with that high-priced casing, 4-inch casing.
Yeah.
Got through, I had nearly $1,000 just in the hole, and he wanted to put a submergible well in it, and wanted nearly $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
And I said, no, just wait, I got to kind of get on my feet. I'm not able to stand all that now. And I had a bean crop, and GP superintended it, and no Mexicans. Willie was going to come and put two cross ties and put those stud bolts, you know what a stud bolt is, anchor them, you know, keep the thing from coming unscrewed, you see, off the casing, the drop cylinder, and the inch and I reckon an inch and a half pipe, you know, in a suckle rod, you know, in it, in a Eureka cylinder, you know, brass cylinder, about $14 or $16 on the end of it, see, and the old type pump, you pump it. And no Mexican come down and rode that thing, and that Willie does, he put the cross ties, they ain't gonna anchor down. They rode that thing around and around. The thing, you know, just come unscrewed. And 170 some odd feet of casing Eureka cylinder's in the well now. So I got this place leased, though. I had it leased for about 8 years, 10 years. Next to my property. It belonged to this woman. She lived up north, New Jersey, I believe. And it's got a pond on it. That's where my cow's getting water. That's where I have the replacement heifers that'll save, see. And got a few that I could save, you know, this year, but I don't think I'm going to save any this year. I got to get some grass started and before I try to get any more cow. But I'd like to have, you know, about 25 more.
When did you put that well down?
When GP put his down, it's been about, around 10 years, I imagine. Yeah, around 10 years.
Well, it got so they won't put anything less than 4-inch well down.
That's right. In the party, while he didn't want to change the machine to pull that thing out, and old Williams, he came on and put a new casing down and one at the house there, and my sister-in-law was using water, you know, pumping up their house. She went and bought the Sid and Roebuck, you know, top jet motor, about one horse, and put on that and paid for it. And I furnished water to her house. She bought the pump. And I had to pay for her water, and I was right on. Of course, it, you know, her using water, I don't make it run to over a dollar or so a month. What running it so much now is using that pump, you know, to irrigate that garden, but she's always good and brought down. I told her I was all eating. She come down this evening in her car and bought me a bowl of them new kind of beans and some ham hock, you know, and it's still hot. And I said, oh, I'd already eat. And said, well, it'll keep, which it will. It was hot. And I said, it's on the table there, on the something, you know, where it wouldn't burn the tablecloth.
Yeah.
And that's when she said, and I just already told me what she said, you know, if they had called and wanted me to call her back or either come over and wanted something about the truck. And I said, well, I'll go tomorrow. And I said, well, I just use the car and go over and talk, you know. Here it is, done 10 o'clock, at bedtime. I used to talk too long when I come, though.
Oh, you don't? We've been missing.
8-2.
Willie and Frankie, you too. You all have been feeding that citrus crop.
Yeah.
Rather than hay.
Yeah. But down then, that puppy's gone up, and they want to get a little hay, and I've located a little, and I told Eric, I'd get him a little, but I figured I might could get by changing my cow back and forth. I said, I can move, you know, another half a dozen over there, because they got, I'm like Max over at the other place now. It's right, both places is about 50 or 60 acres, and they're not, but just a few cows over there, you know, and the heifers, in other words. 15, 20 heads all is over there, you see. And I could carry five or six more over there and carry the calves with them. The cow has done bred back now, you see.
Willie said he had got into hot water with about hay for any number of times.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's Willie's fault, just between you and me.
Oh, why can't he work in with somebody to get hay?
He can, but that's Willie for you. I don't know what. Had the hay on the ground and everything, and he wouldn't come and haul it. And I told him it made him a good price, which is reasonable enough, $25 in the field, him come pick it up.
Yeah.
And as good as hay he wanted.
Yeah.
Now his wife's brother knows, he come and got his, Isaac. Now you haven't met him, have you?
No.
He worked for the construction company, his wife
well,
was a bookkeeper for Dixon Little in Williston.
Oh.
And they a member of my church.
What is it? Well, he just can't move? He can't get there.
Well, I think that's it. He's always too busy or something or other. He's a businessman and attending no business I've ever seen in my life. Like he was that colored man. He told that man he wasn't worried about his money, in other words. The man got a Chevrolet car and he's semi-retired and he's working with us. And he's going to cut watermelon, you know, in another couple of weeks. And I'm going to leave this job here. I said, well, we ought to be through with this job here. And said, you going to work in? I said, no. I said, I don't believe I'm going to bother with it. I'm going to, you know, work with hay, I reckon. And, pick up a little job that I told Lightning I'd help him that corral business over there, and he said the lumber's drying out, and he still wanted me to help him with that.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the ranch.
Yeah, oh, he got all that fine citrus.
Yeah, and he told me here a week before last, I hadn't seen him, you know, this weekend, because they just moved Saturday over in that nice home.
Oh, right? He's got, yeah.
Well,
he's already moved.
He's already moved.
Mm-hmm. And his son, you know, wanted to get married, and it was the 12th, I believe it's the 12th of June.
And he's going in the old place.
And he's going to live on the old place, he and his wife, a school teacher. She makes the money, and she buys a new car and buys up clothes. She said she could save a little money, and she'd help him get his education, and he can get him a job, you know, where he'd make, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a year.
Yeah.
He'd get that degree.
All right. Nice. You know...
But Walker boy getting married, so Margaret was telling me today, and I told Margaret, I said, well, I said, you get him married off, we'll shall go back to the island. I said, you might go around and go with her. She wants a lady to help her with the driving and wants to go to the mountain. And you go and help her drive that Cadillac up there in the mountain. She gets scared when she gets to about where you sit down that quarter of a mile, in other words.
Yeah.
But you want to keep your mind off of that and chew chewing gum, you know, to keep your air from bothering you. But she don't have confidence driving that Cadillac, you know, air-conditioned Cadillac.
Yeah.
And she wants somebody, you know, that like to go up there, you know, in the mountains too.
We
done made all that money, in other words.
What's Wilshire doing? Oh, you said he's working.
He's carpenter up in Gamble now, but he Margaret said he'll probably go back most any time. He's just filling in.
He's just filling in.
Yeah, he's just filling in until he gets ready to go back to Ireland. Of course, I think maybe he's getting about $3 an hour.
Yeah,
kind of.
He's just getting up his groceries.
That's right. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
But they're going to get that boy, Wilshire III, you know, married off too. He's getting married.
Oh.
And Margaret says, and said she might get in touch with Dick's wife, Kate, and might call Helen.
Well, look, Wilshire, isn't he pretty clever fella?
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Well, why has he got to go to Ireland? Can't
he
make, he can make money around here.
Yeah. He make a living anyhow, but he just like to go down there. And he must like it. He wanted me to go with him one time. I told him I didn't want them insects biting on me. I'm all the money in the world. Wouldn't do any good. Good. You know, live a while, enjoy a little of it, but he liked to make the money.
Yeah.
But he's always liked and loved. He's always been a likable soul boy.
Well, look,
Margaret's always been a pretty nice girl too.
Yeah, but as much as right there where Willie is, everybody making hay around him. Ain't any use of his having to go and pay $40 or $50 a ton for that old citrus. Let me tell you, that old citrus. What good will that do?
Well, it's good feed. You got to make little cottonseed meal with it, and it's been high, you know, too.
Sure.
And it's good feed, in other words. My brother, since I've been gone, I had I reckon gave a 10 bags down the barn and a bag of sister puff, and I told him, I said, give him a couple of buckets, in other words, and two cups of meal, you know, to a cup of meal to the bucket full, in other words, them big, I guess a half a bushel. You know, puff, you know, it's kind of light. And I said, that kind of give them a little appetizer and kind of keep them in trim, or the cows give a little bit of milk. But the cow was going down, but the calf looks good. But the cow, the one that was suffering, the ear says his is suffering now. But the ear may put his in this 80 acres when we get through testing. That man, he not going to get it. He wants Angus.
Yeah.
Well, I told him, I said, well, that's my choice, but I said, the heifer's all right. But I like the...
Just a good cow. I don't care what sort of
that's what I mean.
Just
a good cow.
I just soon have red, white, and blue cows out
that's
there. It's all
that,
one color.
Yeah,
why do people have to be so particular? Would you tell me that?
They don't know, in other words. Just so the calf, you know, comes up and grows up and you sell him while you get a little money to put on your hip.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
But they got to have more black
or there's something there. But I think the crossbreed coming, I'm getting this bull here, and that boy said he'll weigh about 350, 400 pounds. I said,
Let me tell you,
I'm going to get that bull, in other words, a little later on this summer. I said, I imagine I'd like to have him about July, or maybe August or September, if you keep him that long. I said, well, you may... That's his wife's brother, the one that got the animal, see.
Yeah.
That's old Senator Shand, in other words. Some of his high-powered Black Angus cattle.
Oh, really?
And it's off of purebred sugar plantation in South Florida. Brimmer, the daddy of it. Weigh about 2,000, 2,400-pound Brimmer bull.
Well, now,
oh,
he's not what it is. You going to get a Brimmer?
I'm going to get a Brimmer purebred Angus cow and off of purebred Brimmer bull. So I'd be a banker. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cow.
I'm going to get the bull calf.
Bull calf.
Yeah, bull calf. He'll be a half and half.
Yeah.
And I'm going to breed him in Angus, in other words. And I got one or two crossbreds, a Hereford and Angus.
That'll
make
them pretty fast, won't
it? I've got one red Angus, and I got one that's got a little bit of Brimmer in it.
Where is that bull calf?
He's at Sipa with the ponds.
Ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that fella that lives out there in the middle of that cellar farm? What's right there in the middle of it, don't you know? You know who I mean.
Yeah, I can't call his name now.
Now, he don't operate much in order.
No, he doesn't. They say they got a beautiful corn crop over there this time.
Oh.
In that, where they used to raise that cellar.
Yeah.
I don't know who has that. Now, that pond boy may have some of that land rented and other plant that muck.
I tell you what I saw over there in Maxis. Over there, the bull over in the back pasture, is that black bull that he raised. He got it from Duncan, a calf, yearling calf.
Yeah.
And that thing just stands there, and his belly reaches down to the grass, and he's square and sick, and just stands there. Looks like he might run after you, but all he's doing is just waiting for you to hold a little... Fell it up there, boy.
Favor, you get me a glass of water, please,
I
ma'am.
Sure will.
I'll get you a half a dozen of them big potatoes
now
to you somehow or another.
That's
a
beauty.
I'm sending by old Corky. Reckon Corky will bring them?
No, I'll tell you what you do. You just come over here this weekend and I'll cook you a steak and you can bring it. I'll cook you a steak with that.
That's really nice of you, I'm telling you. That's fair
enough
deal.
You bring the potatoes and I'll cook you a steak. I got them here.
I got some, in other words, that... you can put them in that tinfoil and bake. It's a new potato. It's not a Pontiac. It's a new one, improved. You know, they're getting something new all the time.
Yeah.
They have two new kind of white ones. But these Sebagos is the ones these chip people like. And that boy said, I'm going to stay with them right on. Said, I'm not going to that Katahdin, and I'm not going to that other new one. And it's a few of them want to plant that old Idaho. You know what it is. It's a baking potato. But it don't yield so much. But this one he got, he done real well with here. Well, I don't mind telling you, I'll build out 75 trucks.
Is that all you're going to give him, Faye?
That's plenty. That might have been all it was. You might have done drank it up.
A little bitty old.
Oh, she had another bottle? It's probably been enough till we get to the house. My throat was dry. It's enough, Faye.
That black bull that Maxie raised over there.
Did he look pretty good?
Oh.
Well, I got the ancestor, you know, and I got, you've seen mine?
Yes.
That bull of mine? Yeah. He's ancestor off of it. Duncan paid, you know, $6,000 for the daddy of that bull.
Oh, really?
And my bull is Cedar Jr. bought all of them in one pack, $400 a head for everything, and Max wanted to pick one of the big ones, and he couldn't do it, and then he come back and got a calf. That's the story. Cedar Jr. wouldn't let Max pick it. Don't you say this now, because he'll know you know it. That's where you got it.
Well, let me tell
just
you.
Just a little bit.
That's
good.
If anybody never does.
But mine,
though,
you see that in the mind, though, what the air said, I'd like to have that bull. And Cedar Jr. warned him, though, I said, I'm going to use that bull. I said, I'm going to get a bull from Mary to use on the replacement heifers. And this bull I got ain't kindling none of my cows except one, and she's over there where the calves are. The mammy. The mammy of this bull of mine is still over on.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to let him breed his mammy, in other words. You see what I mean? I'm going to let every cow breed the mammy of this bull here, you know. Because my other bull that I sold, you know, was off of Huff down there. I bought it from Huff as a calf. Cecilia, Cornelius, or whatever the name was. Did you know her? Ford Huff's wife.
No, I know who
she was in the cow business.
Yeah, yeah.
And the daddy of that bull, he comes from Scotland, in other words. Yeah, but my bull that I have was off the bull that I bought from Cedar Jr. That's one of the Duncan bulls, in other words.
Yeah. Well, now how did Cedar get them all?
He bought all the bulls when that boy sold out. The man didn't want the bull; he wanted all the cows. 150 head of cattle.
I see.
And he had a few crossbred. He said a man would buy the crossbred.
Yeah.
Then he said, I'll take the Hufford bull. He had a Hufford bull that like yours, a pole.
Yeah.
It weighed, I think, 1,700 pounds. He's, you know, in pretty fast shape. But
yeah.
The bull was about four, the Hufford bull was about four, coming 5 years old.
Yeah.
Well, he's just in prime, you know, to use on commercial cows. Cedric wanted to use him on.
Yeah.
But Max didn't want him. He wanted one of those four, it had five other bulls. In other words, and one of them was a high-priced bull he paid $6,000 for. And the calves, you know, some of them calves were off of it. But Duncan, he didn't keep them separate enough. But I went and bought one of the younger bulls, the calf, off of the $6,000 bull, borrowed from him, and carried him over and bred my cow, because he paid me $400 for the bull that I bought from Gooseby down in Ocala. And I let Cedar Jr. have mine to keep him in breeding. And I borrowed his bull and bred my cows over there, see? And I raised this bull at three of them, in other words, and old Cedric Stokes bought one of them. Cedric got him now. You see, you know Cedric Stokes? He got one of the bulls, you know, the mate of this of mine.
Oh,
yeah, and he's a nice one, too.
You bought one of the calves, and then used Cedric's big bull while the calf was growing up?
No. I raised a calf off of my cow. Purebred cow off of the bull that I bought from Google. Well, he was the daddy of my purebred cow. In other words, in my bull, the heifer, my bull, in other words, that I bought from, that sold to Cedar Jr. with a daddy. So my calf, this one I raised. And Cedar's bull come along and bred the cow, and I had this bull here off of the cow. So the calf is off of Gooseby's and Cedar Jr., see,
yeah.
On the mother's and the daddy's side.
Yeah.
And that's the bull that I got now. And I had three of them, and Cedric Stokes bought one of them because he broke in yarns, heifers over there, and he didn't want to breed, and I was going to shoot him and butcher him. He weighed about 500-600 pounds.
Yeah.
And Stokes didn't have any way to get him except one of these old leopard dogs, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And he caught him in the nose and flipped that bull, you know, just like that. And he did, he threw the lad on him and wrapped around my bumper in my pickup, you can see, you know, where that bull run into the side of it bent the fender.
Yeah.
And would have got me, you know, if I hadn't gotten out of the way. But then they went and got another rope put on him, you know, and two of them, you know, and two men on each side. And they worked it through. And they said, you get behind him now, and they put it over the cab, in other words, and shove him up. But he jumped up there like a horse in my pickup. He said, came over to the house, he had $225. No, Mama will give it to you when you deliver it. But he'd have bought $150 at the market.
Yeah.
But I hadn't paid him, you know, coming over and getting the bull out of the man's pasture, see. You had him in the 40-acre field, but hay of grass with no calves.
Yeah.
And we got him out, and that dog caught him, in other words, and he lassoed him, and I had a couple of darky men. He had a nigger with him. And we went on roping, and he said, "Where you going to carry him?" I said, "I'm carrying the Ernest Neal, no cow."
Yeah.
And he said, "Just carry one and put him in that Bremer's." I said, "That Bremer hit him one time, knocked him out of the field." He said, "No, he won't bother."
Yeah. Did he?
But he didn't. He still got him, and he was a Bremer, and I think he weighed 1,400 pounds.
Yeah.
In other words, but mine away, Fisher said mine away 1,600 or 1,700.
That's pretty big in the field.
He's a pretty good sized bull. You've seen him, haven't you?
Yeah.
He's short, and he's thick.
Yeah.
He's got a gut to him.
I haven't taken a good look.
And he's kin to that in the Maxie. I don't know how big in Maxie. Is he big in mine?
I tell you, Maxie, all his animals show animals. And they make yours look sort of.
Yeah, well, his cows. Yeah.
All of them.
Well, his cows.
Everything he's
his
got
cows.
His cows.
He's got
like he's ready for the show.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That little bull out there looks like he's just been washed. He's clean and he's square, and looks like he's standing. I never saw that from him. Now, what did he expect to get over there, Cedric?
He wanted one of those bulls, bigger bulls.
Big
he wanted
bull.
To pick one of the big ones, and wanted to give $500 for $100 more to pick one of the four or five.
Oh,
yeah.
Maxie did, and Cedric wouldn't do it because I want all the bulls.
Yeah.
Well, anybody would have come and given him, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that somebody else, if he'd want to sell him, in other words. Because he didn't know it. He's in the upper bracket, in other words. That he wants something like $100,000. Well, they can buy it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well.
But he said, in other words, if he wanted to sell it, he could probably get $1,000 for a man that wanted to pick the one of the bull. But he bought them all for $400. Same thing, but paid me for mine.
Yeah.
Well, my bull, according to that route, was worth, when I sold him, was worth $1,000. Because I raised them off that high-powered stuff for good, but down there, it went in the real estate, you know. Sold his lots, in other words. Got $500-$600 for a lot, in other words. Well, it's six lots in an acre, I believe is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you can figure that out. That's about $3,000 an acre. In other words, it's time for him to get out of cow business, and he's mind your age, and just sit down in money and take it easy. That's what you and I ought to do, sit down with money and take it easy. When are we going to be able to do it? Huh?
Well, let me tell you, I'm trying to figure out now how I'm going to get through the summer. That's
what I mean. I put a little money down on it, but it looked like, in other words, I'm going to have to get me another pickup truck, in other words. But they want, you know, $3,000, and I want that diesel tractor.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you something.
That little diesel, if that man put that thing down and had the diggers on it, and he just put a motor in it, cost him, I believe he said, $800 or $900 for a diesel motor of a, it's a Mesa Ferguson, 35, about 40 horsepower is what it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about them MF tractors, but it got the second motor in it, had the pull-stroke digger, it only cost you about $300 or $400.
Yeah.
And he put that fence out on that Harrow place, and he wanted $1,100 for it, with a new motor and all in it. Well, that was a good buy. That tractor sell for about $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, what you gonna do about it?
Well, I was gonna buy it, but that wife told me at church, you know, yesterday he'd done sold it. And my eyes, you know, run the store in town, he knew about it, and he said, I started to buy it. But he goes and buys one of his little Ford, about like you got out here, a little gas bunny, you know, for $800, I think, and got a little 5 foot. More, you know it.
Yeah.
Lift type, you know it. You pick it up, you know, and I'm all chained and all.
Yeah.
I don't know what yours does or not, but it'll shim and go this way. Look like a colored woman walking down the street, you know, both, you know, cheek going like this here. That's what it reminds me of that more.
Well,
I don't know what yours does now. That's one objection. I don't like them Fords on account of that.
You like Willie, you just can't get there?
But that's what it is. No, but I went on and didn't know it. Myers didn't tell me until it was too late. And the man lives in Williston. He done sold the thing. He didn't keep it long. You know what it is? It looked like you got to be wide awake to get a bargain nowadays.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when I bought this place, I heard about it one day at noon, and I went over there that afternoon and told Robert Smith to buy it. They wanted $21,000 for it. I said, give it to them. And you know, there's a half dozen people around here that also knew about it, But they're just sitting here waiting for them to come down and drop the price.
Well, that's the same way with that hair paper, the same way out there. Sold for $13,000. And I deep told a boy, no, well, I'd sell that boy where that place over there for
$5,500.
And I'd take half of it. I'd take the grass side, you know, 11 or 12 acres.
Yeah.
But I done mowed the hay off of it. And he said it was too much. And it was on a holiday, just like today.
Yeah.
And he said, right now, people wouldn't take $10,000 for it.
Yeah.
And he's got 2 years, and he'd be retired from the Navy, in other words. And yeah. he's a young man, too.
Yeah.
Done had 20 years in the Navy, and him a young man.
Yeah.
In other words, in the 40s, early 40s. And he said, maybe they'll come down. The next day, you know, this fellow, you know, come in and bought it, moved him about to Archer, Newberry.
Yeah.
And done got a board fence all in there. Got a barn. He moved the barn out there on a big tractor, and he's the one. Had these people from Wilson to come and put the post down and got a board fence line costing $1,500, $2,000.
I tell you what, I'll tell you what somebody said about you, that tractor of yours. Cookie. Now he's a good, he knows implements.
Yeah.
Now you may know more than he does about a lot of them, but he's seen a whole lot of those things and he's operated them. And I tell you, he's a quiet fella. But he can move and get things done. If you can sort of, if we could hitch on to him a little bit, he comes around here sometimes, but he don't stay much. If we could hitch on to him a little bit, he is handy to have around. He said, if he had that tractor of yours, he wouldn't be looking for one that's any faster. And that suit him just fine.
I just wanted something a little more horsepower. I want 15 to 20 more horses. You with a load of more, now if you had $3,500 to buy one of these hay barns like Smith bought up on, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
But I don't do enough work to, you know, to pay for one of them, you know what I mean. But I wanted something a little more powerful where I could get out, you know, maybe cut 40, 50, 60 acres now and get all my hay, you know, and I wanted free and make a little bit of money on the side along with it.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I wanted a diesel.
Well,
to have a little power. And I'd get an A-frame hair and it'd pull it a little bit better. Mine won't pull about five foot.
Yeah. Well, I'm
like yours. You can't pull too much of a hair with yours.
Oh, Lord, no.
No.
I haven't got five.
You got less horsepower on either one of yours than I have.
Oh, no. Lord help us.
Yeah, you got about 30 on one, and I already made the 35. You might have 35 on that.
I don't think there is. Was it?
Was it 12? I don't know. I 40 got nearly much of that other, I imagine, ain't it?
Yeah.
And that. Horses.
Yeah.
Because it's a little heavier than the right rear end, it might pull a little more.
But
Cookie, like you say, he's pretty shrewd. But as my brother said, he said that tractor's in good shape, and I would say you can make out with another year or two.
Yeah.
So I may have to make out with it and go ahead and get me another pickup and tell him to pick up mine there with him. He wants it.
I tell you what you could do. You all trade on that truck, and you know that's a good safe thing. And you get old Cookie he don't get around much. He does too. Yeah, he gets around much. You do.
Yeah, I think he does.
And you tell him kind of what you want, and
he might make a little case on.
Yeah.
We ain't got one, but I don't want it. It's out of date. When I'm 88 all of us, I said, fine, I had one of them, but that's out of date.
Yeah.
I don't want that thing.
Yeah.
I want something, you know, a little modern. I'd rather have about a D-17, like Lightner's got. But I didn't want, if one is out of date, you have to shoot that ejection in it. Well, it's that is old in my tractor.
Well,
I want one of those, you know, R-series. Cookie know what that series is. And I wouldn't mind paying $1,000 difference, in other words, in my tractor. That's what GP paid for here. He traded the farm all, and mine is worth much of that farm all he traded. And then farm all, mine is just worth just as much as it is.
You know, my experience is if you look around for some sort of equipment, you just got to put your mind on it and
I can have a little time and go ahead and like you got your place and like that man that tractor. You got to be alert and go ahead like you told Robert, go ahead and buy this place here.
Yeah.
And he bought it. In other words, you could turn around and sold a thing, you know it.
Yeah.
And made a profit on it.
Yeah.
Now it's boy over here. Now he done put improvement. But right now, he can sell that thing and make profit on the improvement of all he got there.
You know, in your case, Everett, you don't have to have the machinery.
No.
You take GP and all them fellas got, and Cedar, yeah, they've got plenty of machinery.
Well, Lightning, in other words, he said, I want you to help me, in other words, and I got that 25 acres, y'all, and I got that about 40 acres. And he said, all I want you to do is just say you're going to help me, and you load your barn up with hay. That's what GP tell me. That's what he done said. Don't go to work with Huff, no, what, the 120.
He ain't going to pay you $2 an hour. He's going to pay you just like you had your own equipment. Of course, you know how to get it,
yeah,
done.
That's right. That's what I told him that I was going to do it. I wanted to, you know, get a little more than the $2 an hour.
Well, now he got a GP itself. How many tractors he got?
He got two. He did have three, but he sold one of them. He had an eight, you know, and he sold it.
Yeah.
He got the H and
yeah,
D17.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
Yeah.
And I got two. I got the A and that
yeah,
45.
Yeah.
But they, you know, it'll pull a hay bale, and when it'll pull a hay rake, you know, with a small tractor like, you know, yours,
yeah,
something like that. And it'll put out fertilizer, and it'll cultivate, and this, that, and other. And I can sell it, you know, without the trouble, no, would.
Yeah, you don't want to.
But I don't want to sell it for no $800 or so.
Yeah.
I could probably get $1,000 for it. It's worth just about as much as a big one.
Yeah.
Because people, there's a man for it, see? But I'll, maybe Cook, I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll call him. If I don't cook get him tonight, I'll get him in the morning.
Well, she left word there, and I was told him when he come home from work, that he can come on, you know, and be there, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock, you know, and you got 3 hours, you know, before dark. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He's breaking bad as a charge, in other words, but
yeah,
then there's plenty of water there. And,
I got a battery out.
Yeah. And we can, he can see that thing get
yeah,
started.
Yeah, but I got a for you now.
Okay, I won't forget that.
Okay.
Good night.
Channel one over around 800 Monday night, the 31st of May 1971, and the end of the visit was Everett, the surprise visit, unexpected visit, this Monday night, the 31st of May 1971, channel one right around 800, and the end of the visit was Everett way after supper this Monday night, the 31st of May 1971, channel one right around 800.